Today, new security regulations took effect at ports around the world under a treaty signed by 148 nations. The new International Ship and Port Facility Code grows out of post-9/11 concerns about potential terrorism. It requires that ships have, among other things, a security officer and an alarm signal that alerts the country of registration in times of emergency. It's the job of the U.S. Coast Guard to check that ships entering American ports meet these new standards, and that's what the Coast Guard was doing this morning at the port of Baltimore.
The Unterwalden is registered in Basel, Switzerland, but it would be an unlikely sight in that inland city on the Rhine. The Unterwalden is a big, open cargo vessel, 2 football fields long, and this week loaded with 25,000 tons of iron ore bricks she took on in Venezuela. At Sparrows Point in Baltimore, a crane will take 5 days to offload that cargo, one grappler load at a time, and add it to the mountainous heaps on the land. Chief Warrant Officer John Murren of the U.S. Coast Guard has the task of checking that the Unterwalden meets the new spec. Up the gangway and into the completely globalized world of shipping, the Swiss-owned Unterwalden was built in Shanghai 8 years ago and shows every day of her age, plus the rust that comes with shipping iron ore.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
The crew of 20 are Filipino. Chief Warrant Officer John Murren and his colleagues say they like to be greeted with requests for ID. It shows that the crew won't defer to just anybody who claims to be in authority. And Murren is impressed with the wand, the handheld metal detector that the ship's chief officer, Armando Hernandez, wields.
You're the first ship I've been on in 2 months that's had one of these. That's good. That's good.
In the ship's office, John Murren meets with the captain, Perica Miletic, and Chief Engineer Ivan Zuzic, the designated vessel security officer. Both officers are Croatian. And for 25 minutes, Murren checks the ship's documents and quizzes the captain and the security officer.
When we came on board, your people on the gangway asked us for our IDs, checked them with the wand, which is good. How often do you check the baggage, any kind of baggage that people bring on board?
Right. They're looking more or less with their eyes, and they see how the people are behaving. If they think that some people, some to them, a little bit suspicious, then they will stop the guy and maybe search it a little bit better.
Okay, well, I'm going to run a little scenario by you right now, which we do with all the ships. Let's say that a person comes up your gangway with a bag, and they open it up and they find a weapon sitting in the bag. What does your person on the gangway do then?
We will act according to the procedure there. We have to ask for help.
Right, exactly. Okay, now I just want to jump it up one level. Let's say that the person, when you open a bag, he grabs the gun and pulls it out and says he wants to come on board. How are your people trained to handle that?
They are trained not to resist because this man can kill them.
That's
but
right.
The first opportunity they will have, they will try to ask for help. We have this, automatic alert system, so we can use it.
And that's the right answer too, Chief. We don't want your people to fight back. They're not supposed to. They're not trained to do that. The best thing you can do is just to make sure that the word gets out that you have a problem and just try to, you know, keep the situation as calm as possible and not escalating it if they can help it.
We instruct the people and we train them that they should not resist, they should not try to fight with the one who is armed.
Right. Okay, good.
Next, a tour of the vessel, which given its size takes a half an hour. On the bridge, there is a sign of the times, a red alarm button.
If they have any kind of problem, security problem, they push that button and it automatically goes back to their company. They inform the locals over here of, you know, there's a problem, and they come over. And it's set up so if a terrorist came on board, smashed it, it's still going to work.
John Murren and his partner for this inspection, Petty Officer Sean Heidinger, checked the doors all over the ship to make sure that no intruder could gain access to a sensitive area of the vessel. Sometimes the obvious solution to keep someone from getting in, a lock, would conflict with safety regulations that require ease of exit.
Okay, these are your escapes from engine room.
Yeah. And this is my economizer deck. Here is the lock and here is the key.
Okay, good,
so,
good.
So we have means to escape out, and also they need some time.
What's the whole point with the security? We still have to think about safety and make sure that people can get out if they need to, which is good. You're doing a good job.
Murren's recommendation in several cases is a plastic band or a sheet of paper over the latch to let the crew know if anyone has gotten in without blocking anyone from getting out. The Unterwalden looks good to John Murren, and that's what he tells Captain Miletic back in the ship's office.
Okay, Captain, based on our walk around the deck and the questions we asked you, we feel that you're in substantial compliance, so we're going to issue the Port State Control Report Form A, which has all your ship's particulars and today's date. And we've listed no deficiencies, your ship's not detained, and also says that your ISPS compliance exam is what we conducted, and you were fully compliant. So if any other Coast Guard teams come on board in your next port or call or whatever, you can just show them this, and you should be all set. Yeah. Coast Guard's very happy with the way you've got things set up, and I'm going to issue this form to you right now.
I'm very happy with this inspection. I can tell you that we expected that it will be much more trouble for all of us.
The Coast Guard started making these new, stricter inspections in anticipation of today's deadline, and, as John Murren says, there are lots more to do.
We get about between 145 and 170 foreign boats in every month, and we do about 40 boardings on those ones, that depend on what they need. And in the last couple of months, we've probably done more like 60 boardings, because besides the Port State Control safety boardings, we've been doing these security boardings. So we've been pretty busy.
You get a sense that we're going beyond ticket punching and filling out forms here to some different mentality about security on ships?
Oh, yeah, definitely. All the crews are more in tune as to, you know, what they need. We were on a ship the other day, and the captain was saying that it made him realize how open his ship was before they implemented all this stuff, and he was all for it. You figure in a couple years, this will be standard. You know, it won't be something new, something that, you know, some people want, some people don't want. It'll be standard. You go on board a ship, and this is what you do.
Chief Warrant Officer John Murren, U.S. Coast Guard, Baltimore, enforcing new maritime security standards that took effect today.
The Coast Guard has already denied entry to several foreign ships today in the Gulf of Mexico, along the northeast coast, and in Guam. And one, a Bolivian-flagged freighter, was barred from entering the port of Miami today. In an inspection there, the Coast Guard found that the vessel lacked the newly required security documents.